Chapter 148. Advantage. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the triumphant flourish with which Mr. Micawber delivered himself of these words had a powerful effect in alarming the mother, who cried out, in much agitation, "Yuri, Yuri, be humble, and make terms, my dear. Apostrophe, mother. Apostrophe, apostrophe," he retorted, "will you keep quiet? You're in a fright, and don't know what you say or mean. Humble. Apostrophe," he repeated, looking at me, with a snarl, "I've humbled some of 'em for a pretty long time back, humble as I was. Apostrophe, apostrophe," Mr. Micawber, genteelly adjusting his chin in his cravat, presently proceeded with his composition. Second, he has, on several occasions, to the best of my knowledge, information, and belief, apostrophe, but that won't do, apostrophe, mother, Uriah, relieved. Mother, you keep quiet. Apostrophe, we will endeavor to provide something that will do, and do for you finally, sir, very shortly, apostrophe, replied Mr. Micawber. Second, he has, on several occasions, to the best of my knowledge, information, and belief, systematically forged, to various entries, books, and documents, the signature of Mr. W. Semicolon, and has distinctly done so in one instance, capable of proof by me. To wit, in manner following, that is to say, apostrophe, again, Mr. Micawber had a relish in this formal piling up of words, which, however ludicrously displayed in his case, was, I must say, not at all peculiar to him. I have observed it, in the course of my life, in numbers of men. It seems to me to be a general rule. In the taking of legal oaths, for instance, deponents seem to enjoy themselves mightily when they come to several good words in succession, for the expression of one idea, as, that they utterly detest, abominate, and abjure, or so forth, and the old anathemas were made relishing on the same principle. We talk about the tyranny of words, but we like to tyrannize over them too. We are fond of having a large superfluous establishment of words to wait upon us on great occasions. We think it looks important, and sounds well. As we are not particular about the meaning of our liveries on state occasions, if they be but fine and numerous enough, so, the meaning or necessity of our words is a secondary consideration, if there be but a great parade of them. And as individuals get into trouble by making too great a show of liveries, or as slaves when they are too numerous rise against their masters, so I think I could mention a nation that has got into many great difficulties, and will get into many greater, from maintaining too large a retinue of words. Mr. Micawber read on, almost smacking his lips. To wit, in manner following, that is to say, Mr. W. being infirm, and it being within the bounds of probability that his decease might lead to some discoveries, and to the downfall of Heap's power over the W. family, as I, Wilkins Micawber, the undersigned, assume unless the filial affection of his daughter could be secretly influenced from allowing any investigation of the partnership affairs to be ever made, the said Heap deemed it expedient to have a bond ready by him, as from Mr. W. for the before mentioned sum of 12,614.2 and 9, with interest, stated there to have been advanced by Heap, to Mr. W. to save Mr. W. from dishonor, though really the sum was never advanced by him, and has long been replaced. The signatures to this instrument purporting to be executed by Mr. W. and attested by Wilkins Micawber are forgeries by Heap. I have, in my possession, in his hand and pocketbook, several similar imitations of Mr. W.'s signature, here and there defaced by fire, but legible to anyone. I never attested any such document. And I have the document itself, in my possession. Apostrophe Uriah Heep, with a start, took out of his pocket a bunch of keys, and opened a certain drawer, then, suddenly bethought himself of what he was about, and turned again towards us, without looking in it. And I have the document, apostrophe Mr. Micawber read again, looking about as if it were the text of a sermon, in my possession. That is to say, I had, early this morning, when this was written, but have since relinquished it to Mr. Traddles. Apostrophe, it is quite true, apostrophe assented Traddles. Yuri. Apostrophe, cried the mother, be humble and make terms. I know my son will be humble, gentlemen, if he will give him time to think. Mr. Copperfield, I'm sure you know that he was always very humble, sir. Apostrophe, it was singular to see how the mother still held to the old trick, when the son had abandoned it as useless. Mother, apostrophe, he said, with an impatient bite at the handkerchief in which his hand was wrapped, you had better take and fire a loaded gun at me. Apostrophe, but I love you, Yuri, apostrophe, cried Mrs. Heep. And I have no doubt she did, or that he loved her, however strange it may appear, though, to be sure, they were a congenial couple. And I can't bear to hear you provoking the gentleman, and endangering of yourself more. I told the gentleman at first, when he told me upstairs it was come to light, that I would answer for your being humble, and making amends. Oh, see how humble I am, gentlemen, and don't mind him. Apostrophe, why, there's Copperfield, mother, apostrophe, he angrily retorted, pointing his lean finger at me, against whom all his animosity was leveled, as the prime mover in the discovery, and I did not undeceive him. There's Copperfield, would have given you £100 to say less than you've blurted out. Apostrophe, I can't help it, Yuri, apostrophe, cried his mother. I can't see you running into danger, through carrying your head so high. Better be humble, as you always was. Apostrophe, he remained for a little, biting the handkerchief, and then said to me with a scowl, what more have you got to bring forward? If anything, go on with it. What do you look at me for? Apostrophe, Mr. Micawber promptly resumed his letter, glad to revert to a performance with which he was so highly satisfied. Third. And last. I am now in a condition to show, by Heap's false books, and Heap's real memoranda, beginning with the partially destroyed pocketbook which I was unable to comprehend, at the time of its accidental discovery by Mrs. Micawber, on our taking possession of our present abode, in the locker or bin devoted to the reception of the ashes calcined on our domestic hearth, that the weaknesses, the faults, the very virtues, the parental affections, and the sense of honor, of the unhappy Mr. W. have been for years acted on by, and warped to the base purposes of Heap. That Mr. W. has been for years deluded and plundered, in every conceivable manner, to the pecuniary aggrandizement of the avaricious, false, and grasping Heap. That the engrossing object of Heap was, next to gain, to subdue Mr. and Miss W. of his ulterior views in reference to the latter I say nothing, entirely to himself. That his last act, completed but a few months since, was to induce Mr. W. to execute a relinquishment of his share in the partnership, and even a bill of sale on the very furniture of his house, in consideration of a certain annuity, to be well and truly paid by Heap on the four common quarter days in each and every year. That these meshes, beginning with alarming and falsified accounts of the estate, of which Mr. W. was the receiver, at a period when Mr. W. had launched into imprudent and ill-judged speculations, and may not have had the money, for which he was morally and legally responsible, in hand, going on with pretended borrowings of money at enormous interest, really coming from Heap, and by Heap fraudulently obtained or withheld from Mr. W. himself, on pretense of such speculations or otherwise, perpetuated by a miscellaneous catalogue of unscrupulous chicaneries gradually thickened, until the unhappy Mr. W. could see no world beyond. Bankrupt, as he believed, alike in circumstances, in all other hope, and in honor, his sole reliance was upon the monster in the garb of man. Apostrophe Mr. Micawber made a good deal of this, as a new turn of expression, who, by making himself necessary to him, had achieved his destruction. All this I undertake to show. Probably much more. Apostrophe, I whispered a few words to Agnes, who was weeping, half joyfully, half sorrowfully, at my side, and there was a movement among us, as if Mr. Micawber had finished. He said, with exceeding gravity, pardon me, apostrophe, and proceeded, with a mixture of the lowest spirits and the most intense enjoyment, to the peroration of his letter. I have now concluded. It merely remains for me to substantiate these accusations, and then, with my ill-starred family, to disappear from the landscape on which we appear to be an encumbrance. That is soon done. It may be reasonably inferred that our baby will first expire of inanition, as being the frailest member of our circle, and that our twins will follow next in order. So be it. For myself, my Canterbury pilgrimage has done much. Imprisonment on civil process, and want, will soon do more. I trust that the labor and hazard of an investigation, of which the smallest results have been slowly pieced together, in the pressure of arduous avocations, under grinding penurious apprehensions, at rise of morn, at dewy eve, in the shadows of night, under the watchful eye of one whom it were superfluous to call demon, combined with the struggle of parental poverty to turn it, when completed, to the right account, may be as the sprinkling of a few drops of sweet water on my funeral pyre. I ask no more. Let it be, in justice, merely said of me, as of a gallant and eminent naval hero, with whom I have no pretensions to cope, that what I have done, I did, in despite of mercenary and selfish objects, for England, home, and beauty. Remaining always, N.C. Wilkins Micawber. Apostrophe, much affected, but still intensely enjoying himself, Mr. Micawber folded up his letter, and handed it with a bow to my aunt, as something she might like to keep. There was, as I had noticed on my first visit long ago, an iron safe in the room. The key was in it. A hasty suspicion seemed to strike Uriah, and, with a glance at Mr. Micawber, he went to it, and threw the doors clanking open. It was empty. Where are the books? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he cried, with a frightful face. Some thief has stolen the books. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Micawber tapped himself with the ruler. I did, when I got the key from you as usual, but a little earlier, and opened it this morning. Apostrophe, don't be uneasy, apostrophe, said Traddles. They have come into my possession. I will take care of them, under the authority I mentioned. Apostrophe, you receive stolen goods, do you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Uriah. Under such circumstances, apostrophe, answered Traddles, yes. Apostrophe, what was my astonishment, when I beheld my aunt, who had been profoundly quiet and attentive, make a dart at Uriah Heep, and seize him by the collar with both hands. You know what I want? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said my aunt. A straight waistcoat, apostrophe, said he. No. My property. Apostrophe, returned my aunt. Agnes, my dear, as long as I believed it had been really made away with by your father, I wouldn't, and, my dear, I didn't, even to Trot, as he knows, breathe a syllable of its having been placed here for investment. But, now I know this fellow's answerable for it, and I'll have it. Trot, come and take it away from him. Apostrophe, apostrophe, whether my aunt supposed, for the moment, that he kept her property in his neck kerchief, I am sure I don't know, but she certainly pulled at it, as if she thought so. I hastened to put myself between them, and to assure her that we would all take care that he should make the utmost restitution of everything he had wrongly got. This, and a few moments' reflection, pacified her. But she was not at all disconcerted by what she had done, though I cannot say as much for her bonnet, and resumed her seat composedly. During the last few minutes, Mrs. Heep had been clamoring to her son to be humble, and had been going down on her knees to all of us in succession, and making the wildest promises. Her son sat her down in his chair, and, standing sulkily by her, holding her arm with his hand, but not rudely, said to me, with a ferocious look, What do you want done? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I will tell you what must be done, apostrophe, said Traddles. Has that Copperfield no tongue? Apostrophe, apostrophe, muttered Uriah, I would do a good deal for you, if you could tell me, without lying, that somebody had cut it out. Apostrophe, my Uriah means to be humble. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried his mother. Don't mind what he says, good gentleman. Apostrophe, apostrophe, what must be done, apostrophe, said Traddles, is this. First, the deed of relinquishment, that we have heard of, must be given over to me now here. Apostrophe, suppose I haven't got it, apostrophe, he interrupted. But you have, apostrophe, said Traddles. Therefore, you know, we won't suppose so. Apostrophe, and I cannot help avowing, that this was the first occasion on which I really did justice to the clear head, and the plain, patient, practical good sense, of my old schoolfellow. Then, apostrophe, said Traddles, you must prepare to disgorge all that your opacity has become possessed of, and to make restoration to the last farthing. All the partnership books and papers must remain in our possession. All your books and papers, all money accounts and securities, of both kinds. In short, everything here. Apostrophe, must it? I don't know that, apostrophe, said Uriah. I must have time to think about that. Apostrophe, certainly, apostrophe, replied Traddles. But, in the meanwhile, and until everything is done to our satisfaction, we shall maintain possession of these things, and beg you in short, compel you to keep to your own room, and hold no communication with anyone. Apostrophe, I won't do it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Uriah, with an oath. Maidstone jail is a safer place of detention, apostrophe, observed Traddles. And though the law may be longer in writing us, and may not be able to write us so completely as you can, there is no doubt of its punishing you. Dear me, you know that quite as well as I. Copperfield, will you go round to the Guildhall, and bring a couple of officers? Apostrophe, apostrophe, here, Mrs. Heap broke out again, crying on her knees to Agnes, to interfere in their behalf, exclaiming that he was very humble, and it was all true, and if he didn't do what we wanted, she would, and much more to the same purpose, being half frantic with fears for her darling. To inquire what he might have done, if he had had any boldness, would be like inquiring what a mongrel cur might do, if it had the spirit of a tiger. He was a coward, from head to foot, and showed his dastardly nature through his sullenness and mortification, as much as at any time of his mean life. Stop! Apostrophe, apostrophe, he growled to me, and wiped his hot face with his hand. Mother, hold your noise. Well, let him have that deed. Go and... Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.